You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Cam.
Yes.
Body odor.
So, yeah.
Body odor.
It's a problem.
More than just body odor.
That we've been meaning to discuss with Rach. No.
Finally.
We're finally having this conversation. Oh, no, Rach, you're fine. It's fine.
She literally smelled herself then. That's what I'll let you know. But, you know, personal hygiene is really important, right?
It is. And sometimes it can get you kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy where you have amnesty.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Other times you just have a smelly roommate.
Sometimes you do have just a smelly roommate.
And after that, things will never be the same.
Never going to be the same. No.
Now, you know, Cam, you wanted to raise this morning.
I did.
Came in and you were like, I want to talk about personal hygiene.
I did.
Me and Rachel so, worried.
When the news came out over the week that Julian Assange has been taken from the Ecuadorian embassy, that they removed his amnesty, there's lots of serious information about it. There's lots of very serious things that'll come out from all of this. But the thing that just kind of left me reeling and actually kind of made me laugh a little bit was the fact that they cited one of many reasons, but one of the reasons that he was they were fed up with him was his poor personal hygiene. Now, that's up in debate at the moment. His lawyer's saying, no, that's not true. But I thought, how bad does your personal hygiene have to get
to be kicked?
To be handed over to the American government, essentially. Like, it has to be pretty bad. Now, it made me think back to the times where I've lived with people with terrible personal hygiene.
Oh.
Awful. And I just wanted to know if other people had had that situation.
Well, when you say bad personal hygiene, like, what are you specifically talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
So Roman and I...
Because there's levels to this, isn't there? You know, it's not just...
Yeah.
Oh, they might have a smelly room. It could be like all sorts of things.
So yeah. Rowan and I, when we first started living together, our housemate, who we will call Barry. That's not his name.
It's Barry. Go on.
So Barry was young. He was very, you know, liked to go out a lot and didn't really take care of himself very much.
Sure.
And so we at one point went away for 2 weeks. We were house sitting and we're like, cool, we'll leave him with the house. It'll be fine. And in the 2 weeks that we were gone, we came back to a full on mouse infestation.
Whoa!
In 2 weeks. In 2 weeks.
So is he eating like food on the floor or something? Like what? Why?
There was just like half eaten KFC left in bags sitting around the house.
Oh.
At one point, the toilet hadn't been flushed properly.
Oh.
You know, dishes had just piled up in the sink with food still on them.
Wow.
It was horrendous. And that was kind of the tipping point where we went, this is it. We're done. Let's start looking somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was bad, guys. It was rank. But it wasn't just his room either. Like, the fact that it had spread out across the entire house was, I think, the worst part. And I lived on uni residence when I went to uni. And so, you know, I grew up in a house where you clean up after yourself. So I had a very clean, you know, residence. But, like, if someone invited you over to their residence, be like, yeah, come hang out. You'd walk in and just be like, oh, no, a crime was committed here. That's the only reason I can think that you haven't cleaned it in 7 months.
Right. I mean, for me, when I was in share house situations, it was always my space. Like, my bedroom was a little bit messy. Like, not gross. I would never leave food lying around and stuff. That's nasty.
Yep.
I have dogs and stuff normally. So that's, if there is food, it's gone pretty quickly, to be honest. There's no food on the floor because Ziggy would just eat it up.
Yep.
But like my room might be a bit untidy, but like the shared spaces are always, you know, tidy as. You know what I mean? That's the key to shared living, is that the shared spaces, everyone looks after them.
Yeah, I'll do popping stuff down to deal with it later, and there might be like a pile of papers that I need to go through. But never has it reached a point where it's no food, no as it has been commented on Julian Assange, no fecal matter anywhere.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Girl.
Oh, no. Rach has a story,
I've
I think.
I've got a story.
You know what? You sit on that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think this warrants a bit of a breathing break.
I think you need to brace yourself for this. If you're eating your breakfast, you might want to put it down.
Oh, especially if it's like Coco Pops or something.
Oh, this isn't about poo. It's worse.
Oh.
Oh.
How can it be worse than poo?
I can think of one thing.
Stay tuned here on Big Breakfast for Rachel's worse than poo story. Here on Joy.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
Talking about housemates with poor hygiene here with Luke, Rach and Cam. Because, you know, it's in the news at the moment.
Yep. Julian Assange was kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy and was essentially one of the reasons that was given was his very poor hygiene.
Yeah, apparently there was like fecal matter on the walls.
And soiled underwear in the bathroom.
Wow. And Cam, so you had a story about that as well. And
yep. Terrible housemate.
We were hanging on sort of the edge of our seat because, Rach, you have a particular housemate-based story to do with personal hygiene.
Look, unfortunately, when I was living in Sydney, there was one place that was great for rent, great for location, not great for housemates. So there was four of us living in this house. We used to regularly get possums break in as well, so we would get poo on the floor, but it wasn't human poo. But one of the housemates, one of them, thankfully, was a nurse. The other one, she just worked in retail. She just did her own thing. She was brought up...
I'm so on edge.
Internationally, she had maids growing up, essentially. And she wanted to do this living out of her home, like living out of home thing, doing her best life. She would leave her used tampons on the side of the bath. And then she went away for like a week one time.
Oh, no.
And myself and the other housemate who was the nurse, I like messaged her and I was like, what are we going to do about this? And she's like, I'll bring home some like sterile stuff from the hospital. It's all right. I'll deal with it. And I was like, this is BS. Like, we should not have to deal with used sanitary products on the bathtub. Like...
Funnily enough, little Jason messaged in who had a similar issue where they were left on top of the toilet cistern.
Yeah, but at least wrapped up. Yeah. He said wrapped up. These were not wrapped up. These were like fresh out. Like she jumped in for a shower and just went, oh, let me just leave it on the bath.
That's not okay.
No! I mean,
anything like that that's, you know, your personal business should not be for public consumption.
I just had like... Like PTSD flashback.
It's like it's in a ghost.
To a used condom in the bathroom.
Oh no.
Yuck.
That's not okay.
See? People are gross. Why do we live with such gross people? I moved out of that place pretty quickly after that as well. I did actually need to get surgery on my ankle. I very well could have just like gone for 2 days, had my surgery and come back. But no, I was like, oh no, I need to move back in with my parents so they can look after me.
That's a good reason to leave.
It was a week. I stayed with my parents for a week and then I just found a new place.
Yep,
so,
I would. I wouldn't have lasted that long.
That is not okay. Ooh. So I guess
my skin is crawling.
I'm lucky in a way because I've never had anything that full-on gross that I found from a housemate. I did have a housemate and the room after they moved out, but they always had their door closed in their room and I had a dog again. So I was like, well, maybe they're just keeping their stuff to themselves and that's fine. And whenever they had their door open for a minute, I'd get this waft of a smell where I was like, oh, just like a... It wasn't like an awful, particularly awful smell, but it's like a clear, distinct smell of them and their stuff. You know what I mean?
They probably never open like their windows and
up.
It's just
sealed
like
up. Yeah,
farts.
I was like, oh, that's not nice.
Mixed with feet. Feety farts.
See, Rowan and I, our current housemates, just sometimes, puke up a hairball.
Oh, right.
The cats.
One of them did go through a stage of just pissing on our clothes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, after he moved out and we left the door open and tried to clean the room, it was like, oh my God. Like the smell was it's left there for ages.
Oh, like because it clings.
Yeah.
The smell is the hardest sense to kind of move on from when you leave like a lover. Apparently, you can continue to smell them for 6 months after they've left.
What?
Really?
Like it lingers within your nasal cavity.
What if you
cavity?
Have multiple lovers? Does all the multiple smells linger
probably.
For months?
They probably mix up into like this parfum of lovers.
A parfum.
Yeah.
Wow, so fascinating.
Whore by Cameron.
It's also important that if you can smell something, that's actual like particles of that thing in your nose.
Yuck.
Bodies are weird.
Bodies are weird.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.